Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you for your word. We're so grateful for the law of God and the promise of God that we've been learning in this book of Galatians. I pray, Lord, that you will open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears to receive from you that which your Holy Spirit would teach us through your word today. Lord, guide us into all truth, we ask, and then empower us to live according to those true ways. We'll give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Law, Our Schoolmaster. And it's taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 24. As Paul the Apostle has been explaining the relationship between the law of God and the promise of God to the church at Galatia, we have been learning that God has a perfect design for people to have fellowship with Him. Because we have a sin problem that keeps us separated from God, we must know that we have a sin problem, and the law lets us know it. Once we realize our problem of sin, we can acknowledge it, ask God to forgive it, and He, by His promise, extends grace to us that was paid for in full by Jesus Christ's substitutionary work on the cross. In chapter 3 and verse 24 of the book of Galatians, Paul gives us the conclusion to his reasoning, where he wrote, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." As we have learned before, whenever there is a wherefore or a therefore in the Bible, we should always look in the verses preceding them to know what the wherefore is there for. In this case, Paul has asked the question, is the law then against the promises of God? To which he answered an emphatic, "God forbid," or perish the thought. He showed his readers that the scriptures concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. And Paul let us know that before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Now he adds, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ." Paul likens the law to a schoolmaster or a teacher, tutor, instructor, or guardian. In other words, the law watched over us until such time as revelation and maturity arrived. And the reason and purpose of the law was to bring us to Christ. The law governed over us until we realized that we were in need of a Savior. Those who dare read the law in the spirit of it will soon find themselves lacking and coming up short for fulfilling its every word. The law shows us our need for Jesus. And those who are exposed to the law find themselves guilty and ashamed before God when they consider its full implications. This brings about the rest of Paul's conclusion concerning the law when he states that we might be justified by faith. Now that we have experienced the effect of the law and known its tutoring toward Jesus Christ, we may be justified, or just as if I'd never sinned, in a state like that, by faith in Him. This is the promise of God. They who trust in Jesus' finished work on the cross, which took away our sin and paid the price for it, are now just as if they had never sinned before God when they believe. The law serves its great purpose in showing us our need for Jesus. And when we believe in, trust in, rely upon, and cling to Him, we receive the promise of the grace of God and are justified in His sight. Once again, this verse should make anyone who thinks about it very long desire to shout, "Glory to God! Glory to God! Great works He has done!" It was God's plan all along to bring people into a relationship with Him. Sin was the problem, and sin had to be realized and recognized. The law of God exposed sin. And when guilt and shame enter a person for failure to keep the law, by trusting in Jesus Christ's substitutionary sacrifice for sin on the cross, anyone who believes may be justified. Again, our response should be, "Glory be to God, great works He has done." Next time we will see when we are not under the schoolmaster. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.